USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a very partisan vote Thursday night, the Senate voted 50-50 on the bloated coronavirus stimulus package. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie, sending the bill forward. Washington, D.C. is very divided under President Biden, as Harris has now broken three ties since being sworn in on January 20th. The bill has so much legislation, it took nearly 11 hours just to read what's in it. A final vote could come down this weekend. Mississippi legislators have passed a bill that would ban transgender athletes from competing on female sports teams in sports and universities. One of over two dozen similar measures proposed by state lawmakers nationwide this year. The Mississippi House voted 81-28 Wednesday to pass the Mississippi Fairness Act. It passed the state Senate last month, 34-9. Governor Tate Reeves said Thursday he will sign it. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this. Not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Americans are doling out a lot of cheddar for their car loans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Americans are paying more than ever each month for their car loans. The average loan payment of a new car is now around $600. That's according to Experian's 2020 Auto Financing Report. Loans for used cars also breaking records, with drivers borrowing around $24,000. It's the first time monthly payments on used cars has reached over $400. This is because the price of all vehicles has increased with demand due to the pandemic.
Auto loans are loans secured by the car you are buying. They are available from dealerships and a variety of lenders, so it's important to shop around in order to find the best interest rates and terms for your vehicle. Bill Magnus, CEO of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, was fired on Wednesday in the wake of February's deadly blackouts that left millions without electricity in the cold weather. As power grid manager, Magnus was given a 60-day termination notice by the company's board of directors. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
NASCAR invades Las Vegas this weekend before dropping down to Phoenix, Arizona next weekend. Driver Austin Dillon tells Motor Racing Network his thoughts on the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
You know, Vegas is one of my favorite tracks. Always been a rough place as far as turn one goes, and being able to turn through the bumps is very important. Turn three, you can't really miss the entry. It starts there. But yeah, the track has gotten a lot of character over the last couple years, and that's what makes it fun to drive on and really kind of challenge yourself to be disciplined on your marks. And I mean, I really enjoy the track, and you saw Kurt Busch be able to win in the playoffs. We had a pretty solid run going, and I think we had a belt break. So we've got a solid baseline for Vegas, and want to continue the speed that we've shown the first two races.
Cole Custer in the 41 Ford Mustang tells us his thoughts on the LVMS.
Oh, well, it's a track that's kind of transitioning into that field, I guess you'd say. So it's getting there. It's starting to get a little bit more wore out, but it's also the big thing there is just the bumps. The surface might not be extremely worn, but they have just huge bumps. So it's does bring a huge challenge into how the driver is going to make it through the bumps and how the team's going to set the car up through it.
NASCAR has racing all weekend in Las Vegas. The Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube will be on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and can be seen on Fox Television. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.